Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The death toll is on the rise as the coronavirus surge continues across the Cowboy State. The health department has added 26 more names to the list, bringing Wyoming's total to 202, 115 of those in the month of November. Two of the deaths happened here in Park County. This news comes as health officials once again plead with residents to take the virus seriously and to follow protocols closely. Officials worry that the Thanksgiving holiday will expose more people, especially the elderly, and are keeping a close eye on the numbers. At this point in time, beyond limiting gatherings indoors to 25 or less, the state still has not instituted more stringent health orders, preferring to leave it up to individual counties. 12 of Wyoming's 23 counties have instituted mask requirements, including Park County. That order is in place until at least December 4th. A Sweetwater County Sheriff's deputy was injured early Saturday while attempting to stop a drunk driving suspect who authorities say tried to flee a traffic stop. The deputy stopped the vehicle driven by 33-year-old Tommy Gene Venser of Rock Springs at 1:46 a.m. Saturday on suspicion of drunk driving and failing to maintain a proper lane of travel. They also learned that Venser, who was the only person in the vehicle, had an active warrant for his arrest. He refused to get out of the vehicle to perform field sobriety tests, instead allegedly shifting the car into gear and trying to drive away. The deputy leaned into the car and tried to shift the vehicle back into park. In the process, she was dragged by her arm for about 10 feet before falling onto the road. Her head and arm just missed the rear wheel of the vehicle. The deputy, who has not been named by the sheriff's office, suffered bruising and abrasions. She was treated and released from a local hospital. Venser was later arrested without incident at his home on a warrant. He is suspected of driving under the influence, fleeing, felony interference of a peace officer, and multiple traffic offenses. Injuring a peace officer while they're performing their duties is a felony in Wyoming and carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Venser is being held at the Sweetwater County Detention Center while awaiting his initial court appearance.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Court documents filed in Natrona County Circuit Court last week detail brutal abuse a Mills couple allegedly inflicted on a 12-year-old that led a doctor to say, if we don't do anything, he will die very quickly. Charging documents filed against Ryan Lewis Hilliard and Sarah Marie Hilliard allege they caused injuries to the 12-year-old that left the child needing to be intubated and required him to have part of his skull removed. This after the child was reportedly pushed down a flight of stairs and was knocked out. The two have been charged with multiple crimes, including attempted second-degree murder and aggravated child abuse, among others. If convicted, they could face decades behind bars. Siblings of the injured child told police a litany of horror stories that the parents subjected their children to, including beatings, being made to run up and down stairs as a punishment, and having ice water poured over them, plus withholding food. They spoke of constant hunger and rummaging in the garbage, looking for something to eat. All of the children in the household were taken into protective custody when the investigation began. Two things that don't mix well are winter driving conditions
and budget cuts. With the state's financial woes, the Wyoming Department of Transportation has not been spared the budget axe, according to spokesman Cody Beers. Here in Park County, school bus routes will take priority when the snow flies, as well as the Powell and Meteetse highways, which sees heavy traffic with commuters. Beers elaborated, saying that during a storm, crews would focus on driving lanes, then come back after the storm to clean up shoulders and pullouts. He said the agency will do everything in its power to keep Wyoming roads as clear as possible under the budget constraints, but that more responsibility will fall on the driver to plan accordingly for severe winter conditions on the roads. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.